as you meet with us in the flesh, meet with us too in your word, Lord Jesus, this night. Amen. Please do take a seat. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. These opening words of John's Gospel are perhaps some of the most well-known and best loved of the entire Bible. And this chapter is one that we read almost every Midnight Communion every year. It bursts with anticipation, hinting that something wonderful and world-changing is about to happen. John says that the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. It's with words like those that John does what John does best, which is tell you everything and somehow leave you feeling as though you know nothing at all. Here is a beautiful mystery, one revealed as clear as can be and yet takes a lifetime and more to uncover. Why does John write in this way? I hope that it's not too late in the evening for a history lesson. John finished his gospel around 60 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus. By the end of the first century, news about Jesus was spreading far and wide, and the other gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, were becoming widely known. And the response to these stories told by Matthew, Mark, and Luke was really incredible. People were coming to believe that Jesus really was the Son of God, and were finding a new life and a new hope in him. And yet there was some confusion too. At the same time, a heresy was spreading that caused some people to doubt the humanity of Jesus. Some felt that his body, his physicality, was either unimportant or perhaps even a bad thing, because God couldn't be a human, could he? And so John decides to tell Jesus' story with his own divinely inspired words. He tells the world that the God who created the universe, who formed every mountain, who knew our names before we were conceived, was himself born as a tiny baby. He weaves every wonder together, imagined, in the most profoundly human story, that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The Word became a new name for an idea as old as time itself, recorded in the very first chapter of the Scriptures when God speaks creation into existence. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. This Word that John names is more than just spoken word. It is thought and inspiration. It is vision and wisdom. It is the power to act and to create. And Jesus, whom this gospel is about, was there at the beginning of creation. He was there when light and life was created in the universe. Light and life that reflects the very character of God. And now this Jesus has come to dwell among the people that he made in his great love. This same God who flung stars into space has humbled himself to make his dwelling among us. His humanity is of central importance. Jesus was flesh and blood. He saw, he touched, he tasted, he laughed and wept. He felt peace, he felt anxiety. He was like you and me. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. All those who lived in the first century with Jesus are able to say, "We have seen his glory." The perfect wonder of God Almighty was seen in the person of Christ. God's glory wasn't diminished by his humanity, but revealed for all to see. And now, as we welcome Christmas Day on this special night, we hold close the knowledge that the glory of God will be ours to behold too. If you have never read John's Gospel before, it is truly one of the most beautiful pieces of writing ever composed. And if you've read it 100 times or 1,000 times, I'm sure you'll agree with me that there is always something new to find every time we return to it. John wants to draw us into the holy mystery of an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, Jesus the man and Jesus the living God, in whom we find our life and our light. May he make his home among us this Christmas day, that we might share in that life and that light. So thanks be to God. Amen.